Yes, yes, yes. On a Monday, Styles and Watkins taking you up to 2 p.m. 123-107. The Kings take care of business. We got defense. We got free throws. And we got Simone behind the glass for us today. Yeah. Simone going to do a great job for us as always. Chris Watkins, yep. How did you feel? How was the post-game YouTube? I hopped in for a quick second, yeah. But the Kings, man, I know no Paul George, but there were situations where they could have folded. You bend, don't break. James Harden still plays with little to no integrity. And because of it, we got a ticked off De'Aaron Fox, which is what we all love to see. I will pay money to watch that every single time. Domantas Sabonis doing his thing as always. We also have some tickets for you. The Jacksons and Sister Sledge. We will give you a chance to win those at 1 p.m. Chris Watkins, how's it going, my guy?
Good. The post game went great. Went for like 45 minutes yesterday. So, you know, that's always a good sign when we're doing that on off day. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the big takeaway for me is it's a scary one. I think yesterday might have started to build my hope. Yes. And I've said it a couple different times, but hope is the thing that'll really kill you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when it really starts to hurt, is when you start to actually believe that things could become a reality. And yesterday was definitely one where, much like last year, you can really point to this game and say, if you guys can put together this performance against this caliber of team, what's stopping you from doing it against any team in the NBA? So it's a great one. It was definitely one of, if not the most quality win they've had this year. But it's also one that really does start to get me excited for what this team could potentially become. And that's just a scary place to be at, honestly.
I was thinking what Dave calls it, the Wolody.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, what would it be, the Bowody?
Yeah, I'm sure they have it.
The Bowody. Yeah. Could that be in the running for best win of the year? I think it's definitely top five.
It's for sure.
It's definitely top three
for me, without a doubt. I mean, we talked about it last week, I think, like what our favorite games were. Mm-hmm. Like that double overtime against the Magic is definitely sticking out to me. There's, you know, that Warriors play-in game for sure was a great one. Even, you know, in a weird way, that Denver one right before the All-Star break was a great one too. But this one to me had it all. It had the defense. You had multiple contributors on the offensive end. HB had a great night. Kevin Huerter had a great night. Mm-hmm. Sabonis ended up figuring it out, had a triple-double on national TV. And then, yeah, you mentioned it, upset De'Aaron Fox, mad De'Aaron Fox. That little moment that he had in that fourth quarter, that was special. Like, again, that's another thing where that builds you hope for what De'Aaron can maybe even become. That little spurt is what I'm sure every coach has seen from De'Aaron at some point in their tenure and said, look, he was able to do that for like 2 minutes. If we can build that out to 4 minutes and then build that out to an entire quarter, mm-hmm. and then build it out to an entire game, that's where this guy can become top 10 in the NBA, no questions asked. And again, it was a really big performance in terms of just building up hope and feeling like this team actually can do something in the playoffs.
And it's always nice when you get the opportunity to own SoCal in any capacity. Man. You beat the Clippers so bad, they probably thought they were going to get this nice win against the Kings, then do their unveiling of their new brand. We'll talk about the new branding that they have. They thought they had it all figured out, and look who came to spoil the party. Oh, just the little Sacramento Kings, the little brother. Well, didn't sound like little brother last night,
no.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Music to our ears from LA to Sacramento. I hear you at home in your living room right now. Driving in.
And it didn't stop there. Mm-mm-mm. All throughout the arena, there are more videos of Light the Beam
crazy.
In the arena. Yeah. Okay, it's just pandemonium, and it's almost like the bat signal. Okay, for everybody that travels, we've seen this thing go. When the Kings are traveling back east, I think I heard them when they beat the Grizzlies. You hear them multiple places, but to do this against the Clippers, who the Clippers, one of the teams that we have been worried about, missing Paul George is a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. But we've seen this team, the Kings team, lose to teams that are way worse than the Clippers without Paul George and blow leads and have missed opportunities. And the Kings, They figured out a way to keep their head above water and get it done, much to the chagrin of Bob Myers, who, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, which you turned into that ESPN broadcast.
I was going back and forth. Same. Just because it was fun to me, because I don't even recall him. Was this the first time he did play-by-play?
There's no way he's ever done it before. Reason why. Yeah. And in a weird way, I was saying this last night, this is kind of Doc Rivers' fault because I assume that everyone just kind of got moved up in the pecking order after he got moved down. But Bob, I don't understand how is it so that they put Mark Jones on the Warriors game before, but then have Bob Myers on the Kings game? Like, it just seems like such an, I know they, you know, one Mark is play-by-play, one's color, but it's just, make it make sense, ESPN. It wasn't that hard. You could have super served both of those audiences, and instead, I mean, I'm sure Mark did a great job on the Warriors game, but Bob Myers just completely the entire time had no real insight on the Kings. And I know a couple people said he sounded salty. I don't know if he sounded salty. I just think he wasn't very good at the job, which is fair because the dude's a GM. He's not a broadcaster.
I don't really get the whole appeal of Bob Myers as a talent at all.
Yeah,
I didn't understand it to begin with. I know he's a slick talker and, you know, he's made some moves, but I don't get the appeal of him. It wasn't that he was salty to me. He just sounded uninformed.
Yes.
Like he didn't know anything about the Kings, right? And look, a lot of people get on. I know people that do play-by-play, and I know Culler is normally that person with some clout or maybe an ex-player. Right. But there are a lot of people that want to be in those spots, and I think ESPN has to relook at this because it just wasn't entertaining.
Yes.
At all. Yeah, it's less about – he was just – resulting to talking about the Clippers and the Warriors, whoever, because that was the closest he could get because he knew nothing about the Kings.
Yeah.
He just knew nothing about the Kings. It was bad. It was bad, but luckily there is a mute button, and luckily you can get to the local broadcast as well, and you could hear the Kings get their just due the right way, and that's exactly what we were able to hear because it was all over the place. Harrison Barnes, we'll talk about Harrison Barnes, the Black Falcon showing up once again.
Oh.
You have Sabonis like you talked about. Kevin Huerter, I've been hard on Kevin Huerter. Yeah. Kevin Huerter, that jump shot, the hitchy woo woo's gone. Okay, for now, and he's looking right. He's still doing his thing. So there is so much to be happy about. We have Fair or Foul as well later in the show, and this is going to be one of our most entertaining Fair or Fouls that we've done. There are some funny stories this week for Fair or Foul. We'll get into that. We'll also talk about how Tim Legler, he's got some sound, about 2 minutes worth of sound, a little bit less than that, where he still doesn't believe in the Kings, so we will break down all of that stuff. And the free throws, 81% from free throw. That is what we are talking about. Cam Newton, by the way, what we're not talking about, my friend Cam Newton got jumped.
Yes, you're
okay,
perfect.
Okay, so we'll get into all that. Yeah. Cody Bellinger signed. Is that the first domino? He did not sign to the Giants. He will be heading back to the Cubs. So a lot on this Monday. But before we get to a break, Chris, I do want to get your thoughts on the four, and we're going to get into this a little bit deeper, but the four seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Things can change quickly, and the show might be completely different if the Kings don't take care of business against a shorthanded Heat team tonight. But as of right now, as of 10-10, that four seed is not impossible, Chris.
It's not. As crazy as it sounds, it's really not completely impossible. I mean, especially the Kings will do themselves a ton of favors if they can get wins over the Nuggets and the T-Wolves coming up. It's not out of the question. They would have to play incredible basketball. They'd probably need a little bit of slippage from at least one of those top four teams, but it's not impossible. Crazier things have happened, and the Kings just have to. If they play like how they played last night, realistically, they can do anything they want. I mean, they probably can't reach the one seed. I think they're still 7 games behind. Right. They're 6.5 games behind there, but there's no reason why they can't get into at least starting to scratch the surface on that top four. And, once you're putting them in the danger zone there, anything can happen. Teams start to feel pressure. Guys start missing 1 to 2 games, and that swings everything. It's not out of the question, as crazy as it is. If you would have told me a week ago, I would have said you're insane.
I would have, too. Yeah. This is why the Kings, they troll us.
Yeah.
They troll us. So this happens, right? And we give our takes. I sit here and say, I'm looking at the 7 seed, Chris. I'm looking at the 7.
And I'm hoping for the 7 seed.
And I'm hoping for the 7 seed. Just give us a home playing game. Then they do this. And if they double up and win tonight,
yep.
I mean, what we need to do, we'll take a look at the Clippers and their strength of schedule, because I don't know how serious the Paul George thing is.
Tough strength.
Right, where they rank as far as strength of schedules, because anything is possible. Not Kevin Garnett, not KG, but if you're in Sacramento, that may just be the case. When we come back, continuing the conversation, and we'll talk about Domantas Sabonis, another triple-double, because if you're playing on a day, if Sabonis is playing on a day that ends in D-A-Y, he's probably got a triple-double. We'll talk about it when we get back. Stiles and Watkins.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sacktown Sports. Domantas Sabonis becomes the sixth player in NBA history to record 20 triple-doubles in a single season. Well, it's because he has the ball so much.
Of course, right?
So he's got the highest usage. Mm-hmm. He's got the sixth highest usage in NBA history.
He does not.
Is that why he recorded all those triple doubles? Why?
No, it's not at all. He definitely has some things working in his favor. The offense is definitely, based around him. But it's not just because he has the ball in his hand. It's not. It is because he is truly a special talent. Like, not many, and it's because it's not just the fact that they run this half-court offense that slows everything down. We see him leading fast breaks and finding guys open. He just has a crazy amount of gravity, and it's insane just how often he's able to put up these numbers. And a lot of the time, it'll be like after the first quarter, he'll have 7 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, and it's like, How does this dude from the... It's really because he's ready to go from tip-off, but he's crazy impactful the entirety of the game, and that's why it's so hard to hear guys. You can just tell who watches Kings basketball by how they talk, but the respect level which they give Sabonis.
Yeah. I can tell you who can. Who's that? Okay? Name rhymes with Rob.
Yeah.
Friars. Yeah. Okay? I'll tell you who did not watch any Kings basketball prior to last night, and he didn't even want to watch last night. Let's get to Sabonis and his thoughts about the triple doubles.
It's an honor. You said in the top 11. It's an honor to. There's so many. Those names up there are probably Hall of Famers. Definitely an honor to be mentioned with those guys. But I just try to play the game the right way. I'm a big man. I got to rebound. I got to make my baskets, and I like to pass. So I'm just gonna go out there and play hard.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he just grabs his lunch pail every single day. Goes to work, right? It might not be flashy, but don't give me that it's boring. Don't give me that it's boring. We got Manny Too Legit on the Sack Chat. Shout out to the Sack Chat, by the way. Domast, posterizing on Zubac. Yeah, I mean,
he's collecting bodies,
and he looks at the bench, right? He gets after it. It's just good old-fashioned basketball, but it's not really old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But it is, right? It's a hybrid. It's kind of like us in a way. We're old media doing new media. We're hybrid media. Domantas Sabonis, that's him. He's an old school big with some new school swag and some new school moves. Yeah. And I think, honestly, he just confuses a lot of people, right? Because he is Jokic without the weird one-footed random three-point shot, so nobody cares.
Yeah, one quick note, not to sidetrack us, but what you the tech that happened after Sabonis, I never got clarity, like, who was it on a specific person?
Yeah.
Was it on the entirety of the bench? I think yesterday in the chat, I think they told me it was on the entirety of the bench, which, I mean, that can bring me more, again, don't mean to sidetrack us, but Mason Jones yesterday was on his A-game. Yes. I know it was on national TV, but to see Mason Jones, and I think Malik was a part of that tech too, that's like the kind of momentum that you tangibly feel with this team. Like, they're starting to feel themselves a lot.
And this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
This is what we wanted.
100%.
They are finally starting to, we played the sound last week, get their swagger back. And it just it just feels good. And it's awesome to watch to see that happening on the bench. And you just, all right, thank you.
Yeah.
You should be here.
Right.
You deserve to be here. And as much as it's, when I asked Coach Mike Brown the question, hey, you got to beat the Spurs, you got to beat these lesser teams, you can respect teams, but still say, ain't no way we losing to this team, right? And De'Aaron, what did he say last season when he's talking about the Clippers? And he says, I don't give a bleep who they are, you know, talking about the new look Clippers. So that's how De'Aaron feels, and everybody is going with De'Aaron and going with Sabonis and taking notes on the whole situation.
Yeah.
The way they played last night, with that defense, okay, we did beaming or dreaming. With that defense, those free throws, that balanced scoring, Harrison Barnes, welcome to the party again. Okay, Kevin Herter, welcome to the party. Keegan Murray doing his best. It's Kawhi, but he's doing the best that he can on him. That team last night can at least get past the first round.
Yes.
That team last night.
Yeah.
The question is, how many times for the rest of the season, is that team going to show up?
Yeah.
And I don't know. But if that team shows up, they can, you talk about make some noise, they can make some Kings noise. They can get to the second round and get a little frisky.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly how I feel. And I think last night's the example of what it's probably going to look like a lot in the playoffs. Like, in every playoff game, you're going to bring your 100%. And I think that was the closest we've seen to this Kings team's 100%. They did a great job. They also, you know, shout out Mike Brown. We get a ton of people in our comments when things aren't going well. Mike Brown, what are you doing? Brown get out Brown out of town and all this stuff. Well, how about the fact that yesterday, I really think the biggest reason why the Clippers never got into it was because Mike Brown said, Paul George ain't playing. I'm going to play this like a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I'm doubling Kawhi and forcing him to not to. I'm forcing everybody else to beat us.
Yeah.
You saw James Harden. I think there's some luck that gets involved as well.
Yeah.
You know, Harden was 2 of 10 from three. He had a couple good looks.
Well, he's washed.
Probably needs to hit those. He's getting there. I don't think he's washed yet. He's not washed yet.
He's not washed, but I like to think he's washed.
He's getting there.
Because he annoys me. Your boy Norman Powell, though.
Yeah, he hit a couple.
He's a problem.
He hit a couple, and he only started because Paul George didn't play. So if you imagine that dude coming off the bench, Clippers are scary. But again, the bigger point is I think Mike Brown did a great job. I thought they had a great game plan, and overall, too, I just think yesterday it was really clear they just wanted it more. As cliche as that is, like, the amount of 50-50 balls that went in their favor, the amount of times, you know, they're getting their hands in there on inbounds passes, just making nothing easy.
Kevin Herter deflections.
Kevin Herter deflections. There was a couple of them. One went out of bounds, I can remember, in the fourth quarter. It was real. It was a real, like, team bonding victory, it felt like. Like, that was everybody pulling on the same string. You saw weak side defense really shine for the Kings last night as well. I just thought it was a great performance. And yeah, I feel like if they take that and they play the Nuggets with that same intensity, they play the T-Wolves, and then they even play the Chicago Bulls with that same intensity, it's going to be a really fun stretch down these remaining games. And Alan, that's why I'm so scared, man. That's why I'm scared, because
don't give me hope. What is Star Wars? Don't give me hope. Man, we got hope now.
I'm telling you.
We got hope now. Coach Mike Brown said it.
It's creeping in.
February, we will find out which teams want to make a run and which teams want to just pack it up.
Yep.
And maybe Cancun is coming sooner than you think. And the Kings, they did the same thing last season,
out
of the break, and they're trying to do it now. We'll see what happens tonight because this is a huge game. If they win tonight, even with – I'm saying without Jimmy Butler, still second half of back-to-back. Okay, they're
our
not
good
playing
friend
around,
momentum.
Right? Because you beat the Clippers, you could feel really good, and they're only – we'll talk about the – the injury report, a couple guys are questionable, Terry Rozier, guys like that. But this is a game to where you can feel yourself too much in a bad way and slip up. If you come up, take care of business, win. You don't have to win handily, but you get this one done. Okay, these guys aren't playing around.
Second night of a back-to-back, right?
Second night of a back-to-back, but those excuses, we don't care about them anymore because it doesn't matter because of what we did prior to the All-Star break. 916-339-1140. Let's get out to Doug, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Doug? You're on Styles and Watkins. What you got for us?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Tell you what, that was fun to watch yesterday, and I didn't see all those other wins that you guys talk about in a top five win last night, but this year I have not seen them play. The thing that everybody talks about almost every show is the lack of defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the energy that they came out with and how they're there and they're battling and they had a look, you know, that said, you know, hey, you know what? We're tired of getting pushed around. And I think Fox is that's where he's at because it's like, I'm not getting any calls.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm going to get a nice little technical. Let's see what that does because I'm fired up. And then from there, it was just more of the same. Guys start hitting timely shots. One thing I say about basketball is like basketball is a simple game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And execution is the key. That's it. So I love the chance at the end and light the beam. I'm going, man, looks like we're traveling well last night. And it was wonderful to see. And tonight you put a cherry on top in Miami. And that's all I got. Great show. Have a great call the rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Yeah, look, and here's the thing. We know it's NorCal, SoCal. We know there's probably some Sacramento transplants down there in L.A. But how about this thought process? Maybe there's some new Kings fans down there. Maybe there's a young Kings fan that sees De'Aaron Fox doing his thing or a Sabonis fan doing his thing. Maybe they think, man, that light the beam chant is pretty darn cool. It might not just be transplants. This thing is growing, and if they continue to win, it's going to continue to grow. Doug had a great call on the defense because that's exactly what we're going to talk about when we get back. The defense and the Kings, we have sound from De'Aaron Fox, what he thinks about the defense, also from Mike Brown. Coming up next, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sports.
woke up in a dream. That dream was avoiding the play-in. That fifth seed looking nice, Chris. 5 for De'Aaron Fox. Oh. It could all change very quickly, obviously. But the Kings, you're getting some bones thrown at you, and you have to take advantage. No Paul George last night, you get the W. Jimmy Butler got into a little kerfuffle.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, no Jimmy Butler tonight.
A little skirmish. Okay,
no Nikolai Jovic tonight. No Thomas Bryant tonight. We'll also get into the injury report from the Heat. You have to take advantage of these situations.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. You can't, you know, it doesn't matter. Excuses don't matter. I don't care that, I don't really care that Jimmy Butler's not playing tonight. You should attack that Heat team the exact same. And, you know, if anything, of course, you should beat them even more handily. But the important thing is getting the win. And so I've said it before. I'm going to try and stay consistent. I don't care if it's 102-97. If the Kings get the win, I'll take it on the second night of back-to-back during this stretch. Just get the results and keep it pushing, really, at this point.
Mm-hmm. And the 925, don't think we forgot about you last week when we set our predictions. I said 3-1.
Yep.
Chris said 4-0. The rules were you can't say 2-2 because that's too easy. You said you guys drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Don't let it happen.
Yep.
Okay, because we will come in here with actual Kool-Aid and drink it during the show.
Might be a bad look for us.
I don't care. Maybe I'll wait until March to do it. We'll do it.
Maybe we can do Crystal Light or something.
Crystal Light. Some LaCroix, that. I love Squirt.
Hey,
I do. Chris Berlant and Nate, two people text me this week.
I know.
This weekend, drinking Squirt. It's underrated.
It's taken over. It's taken over the country. Absolutely.
It is. 916-339-1140. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Music, royalty, and soul's pop icons, the Jacksons, and Philly's favorite sisters and ultimate disco divas, Sister Sledge, are hitting the stage and joining forces for an amazing show, and Sactown Sports can get you in the building courtesy of Thunder Valley Casino Resort. All you have to do is hit up the Folsom Lake Honda hotline at 1 p.m., and we will get that caller number from... We'll go with Simone. It's always nice when Simone picks the number to score that pair of tickets, and Simone will take care of you. For more information, visit SactownSports.com. Let's get out to Steven, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Steven? You know what it is, Sals and Watkins. What you got for us?
Good morning. That defense last night was absolutely just a huge breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. When De'Aaron Fox got that technical, and then they played the highlight again, they slowed it down. It was just arms up, all body. He stuck his pelvis out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just all body, complete lateral speed. His quickness was ridiculous. My man Fox was in his bag, as Mark Jones would say, or Kyle Draper. You know, the man was in his bag last night, and it was just an absolute breath of fresh air to just see that intensity. It seems like we're gonna get fourth quarter Fox for the remainder of the season. Mm-hmm. Granted, that's my opinion, you know, but it really seems like he definitely is ready to turn it all the way up. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for the call, Steven. I'm thinking here, Chris, you know, when someone's in their bag like that, because, you know, Mark Jones and Kyle, they got their thing.
We were the same.
Can
way.
We go? Yep. We got Jan Sport. We can say, okay, he's in his Jan Sport. We can have Simone. We can play Duffel Bag Boy by Weezy every time he gets after it, because that's right.
Oh, man, I feel like Mark would have gone like, excuse me for, I don't know how good or bad this impression is going to be. Like, in his bag like a Louis store or something. Like something along those lines.
Yes.
He's workshopping it.
He's workshopping it, and he's going to need more as long as De'Aaron keeps playing like this. Shout out to Jansport, and shout out to Weezy, Duffel Bag Boy. We'll get that going whenever De'Aaron goes off like that. And defensively, it wasn't just offensively. He did it defensively as well, and he had some things to say about the defense. This is De'Aaron talking about the defensive intensity.
It all started with the way that we were guarding tonight. Going up against a team like this, we didn't give up 30 points in a single quarter. You put yourself in a great position to win regardless of who you're playing against if you never give up 20. If you never give up 30 in a quarter. So it probably didn't matter what our offense looked like at that point. If you're guarding that way, you give yourself a chance every night. I mean, I know for me to be the player that, you know, I want to be and my coaches think I can be, and for us to be the team that we want to be, it starts on the defensive end. And just being that first guy, being that point of attack, picking up, I think with that starts, you know, you have to be in great shape to do that. To try to do that for, you know, 82 games, however long you're out there, going into the playoffs, being able to do that. If I'm able to do that and just be able to disrupt the offense from the point of attack, I think we start in a great spot.
Yeah, and I think one thing that the Kings have learned, I wouldn't say the hard way because they're sitting here in the fifth seed and it's just been a ridiculous season for the Western Conference, is that for how they play on the offensive end to do this defensively, it's going to take Coach Carter, you will run yes. every line for every 14 sisters that I have. That's what they have to do. They have to get that stamina up. They have to be ready because I think that's what they learned, all of them separately, but as a unit. Keegan Murray is figuring that out. Kevin Herter is figuring that out. Harrison Barnes, this is even faster than what he was younger when he was playing that fast in Golden State. And you have De'Aaron Fox who wants to be a high-level two-way player. So they're all figuring this stuff out as the season goes. And it feels like they're starting to get their legs under them. Obviously, they just had the break with the All-Star. And I'm not even – we just went through – we don't. When is the next time? Hopefully, we just never have to talk about – De'Aaron Fox's shoulder again. Looks good to me. He was 0 for 4 from 3 ball, but
he just had to mention it.
It now that it's
shoulder.
Now that it's out in the open, we can all say, okay, De'Aaron, we know you're working through some things, but he's a dog.
Yep.
And he's sitting there and he's taking Harden's shoulder, and Harden's still trying to do his let me wrap my arm around your arm and play do-si-do, whatever it is. And it's ridiculous. 916-339-1140. Let's get out to Will. Who wants to be a part of the conversation? What's up, Will? You're on Styles and Watkins. What you got for us today?
What's up, Styles and Watkins, man? How y'all doing, man? Hey,
great.
I feel like James Brown, man. I feel good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Hey, you know what? You know what, man? The national media is not going to give us any props, man. Look, TNT does the same thing. TNT, ESPN, no matter who we play, they kind of downplay our talent. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't pump us up like, you know, they don't understand. Look, we already beat Denver twice.
Right.
We beat Dallas. I think we beat Dallas twice.
Denver three times.
Yeah, and we beat beat Minnesota. At home, we beat all those teams. But last night, they kept trying to get, and I was going back and forth. They wasn't giving us any props, man. It kind of pissed me off. But let me tell you something, what I recognize. Mm-hmm. Coach Brown has started figuring out on star players like Kawhi, man, you got to trap him. You got to double team him. You got to get the ball out of his hands. It's a lot of teams that we play, we refuse to go zone or trap and stuff like that. And then when a guy's hot, if it's still one-on-one, we're not going to stop him. Mm-hmm. So last night, man, you saw how they kept trapping Kawhi? Mm-hmm. He had to give up the ball. He had to give it up. In the same way with, I know we didn't have Paul George, but I don't think that matters that much. But anyway, man, we looked good last night. And Fox got to have that chip on his shoulder, on that weak shoulder. He got to have that chip every night, man. You know, he got pissed. You know, I mean, we have to show passion and don't let people punk us, man. That's what it is. And we looked good last night.
Thanks for the call, Will. That was pretty funny with the shoulder with the chip on the bad shoulder. The one thing I will say is, if I don't know if you recall this, Chris, but the last time the Kings faced the Clippers, they did also, they were losing, so it was different, but they were trapping, but Paul George played.
That's the problem.
And it is a difference. But I do think Paul George has been balling, and it would have made a difference. But at the same time, I don't really care. Yeah. I care about Mike Brown saying, what do we have to do to win tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
When we get to a series, we'll figure it out. Maybe that's not the way to do it every single game. We've seen the blitzing burn them in the past. We've seen the blitzing help them in the past. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. What do we have to do to win tonight?
Yep.
And that's exactly what he's thinking as we get into the game tonight against the Heat. When we get back, continuing the conversation, we have sound from Mike Brown, who wants to talk about last night's defense as well. And more of your calls, keep them coming. More of your Sack Chat and the text line. Styles and Watkins.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackdown Sports. Defense wins championships. Or is it a really good offense? Or is it a little bit of both? The Kings are hoping that they have a lot of both moving forward. As Chris, you were looking at the strength of schedules. Where are the Kings now?
I really wish you didn't ask me, because I've been trying to lock down strength of schedule, and everybody has different metrics for how they break down strength of schedule. I'm going to go off of Tankathon. It's the one that I've seen referenced the most amount of times. So according to Tankathon, the Kings have the eighth toughest. Went a little Michael Strahan there. Have the eighth toughest strength of schedule remaining, a 520 win percentage the rest of their games, 26 games left. They have one game against the Celtics remaining, one against OKC, as we know, one against Minnesota and Denver. They also have one more against this Clippers team and one more against the Milwaukee Bucks. Some of the Kings' easier opponents, which, as we've discussed, these are probably what we would define as gotta-have-it games, just in terms of you can't drop these because these are the easy
tonight,
ones.
Tonight's
on the
a gotta-have-it to me now with no Jimmy Butler, by the way.
It is. Yes. It really is. Some of the easiest opponents the Kings have, they still have one more against Washington, one more against the Spurs, one more against Portland, another game against Memphis, and then they have Toronto and Brooklyn in here as easy opponents as well. So,
okay, so eighth, they're eighth, and Brandon Deitzman's asking, eighth toughest.
Yep.
So there are, and so the better question is on that one, which teams that are in the same vicinity as the Kings have anything of note? Anybody ahead of the Kings?
According
to
this
one, the Suns had a really tough one, right?
According to this one, the Suns have the toughest, the toughest strength of schedule at 569 remaining win percentage.
So the Suns are in there.
They've
what
got
about
some toughies?
Mavericks.
Mavericks
Pelicans.
Are sitting pretty low. They're at 18. Pelicans are sitting at 10. Clippers are at 9. So the 8, 9, 10 is Sacramento, Clippers, New Orleans.
Okay.
You have Denver at 15, Dallas at 18, Minnesota at 19, OKC at 21,
man.
Golden State at 25.
Man.
Really, the Kings are getting no favors with the exception of the Phoenix Suns, who, you know, talent-wise probably are the most ready for that kind of challenge.
Yeah.
So really, it's the Suns that the Kings pretty much have to be better than because of their strength of schedule. The Kings should look at that's the only team that they really have an advantage over. So you would hope that the Kings can hopefully at the very least finish better than Phoenix this year.
Yeah, and the Suns won a very back and forth game yesterday against the Lakers, who the Lakers are probably done. They're pretty close to done.
Yeah.
Suns coming up next have the kind of weird back to back.
Tough. Looking against, at their toughest opponents.
Yeah, they need both those games against the Rockets.
Yeah.
And then after that, They host the Thunder. They go to Denver. They host the Raptors. They host the Celtics. They got to go to Cleveland. Then they got to go to Boston.
What if I they have two against the Celtics, two against the Cavs, two against the Clippers, two against Denver, two against Minnesota, and two against OKC. So that's brutal.
Yeah, yeah. And either way, right, we're not doing our full-blown pocket watch segment. That's coming up a little bit later. Don't want to miss Fair or Foul either. Get into all of those funny, interesting stories. But as far as the defense is concerned and Mike Brown and his thoughts on it, this is how these guys are going to win these games. And this is what Mike Brown had to say about the Kings defense.
So, I thought for the most part during the season, I felt our defense has been pretty good. Not great, but it's been pretty good. We just haven't done a great job defending the three-point line. And, you know, I've said it before, if we were just averaging that area, we'd be a top 10 defense. So we've shown that we're capable of doing it. Now we have to make sure we bring a level of physicality to the table along with it and defend the three. And I thought tonight we did it. We talked about the extra effort, making sure that we had an awareness, especially on the weak side of the ball. And then we've really tried to clean up our technique when it comes to closing out to three-point shooters. And it showed some tonight. Hopefully it will keep giving us, tonight's game will continue to give us belief that we can get it done behind the three-point line on the defense end of the floor. And if we do, with as talented as that group is in that locker room, the sky's the limit.
Well, there you have
it. Couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, if they can continue to play at this level, like that was the thing last season everybody talked about, was if you can be the offensive level that they were and just play a shred of competent defense, what's the ceiling for this team? I think you saw an example of it last night. I said this on the post-game show, but these games just, you know, they really didn't happen for the Kings last year. And if they did, they were few and far between where, you know, the Kings were almost on most nights able to put up 120-plus. They put up 123 last night. The problem would be opponents would score 120 or sometimes 125 or 127 or a couple times too many, 130-plus. And you would get these great offensive performances from the Kings, but the defense would let them down. It didn't matter, or it would be a closer game than it needed to be because their defense wasn't up to snuff. And last night was the example of, no, like, just like we wanted, if you still play, you can even sacrifice a little bit on the offensive end. If you defend at that level, the other team just doesn't stand a chance, and you put yourself in a great situation. I think we just played audio from De'Aaron where he talked about it as well. That's the first time I think I've ever heard any Sacramento King say, it didn't matter what we did on offense because pretty much we took care of what we needed to take care of on the defensive end. And we could have sucked last night and pretty much we believe we would have still gotten the result. I can't think of the last time a King said that in a win. So I think it was a massive, massive step forward for this team defensively. And I hope they take some pride in it too, because that's the thing, is it's not fun to play defense all the time. It's not spectacular. You don't get highlights. You don't get shouted out on ESPN, but it wins games. And you got to find the beauty in the struggle or in the ugliness of playing defense.
Well, they're the Kings, so they're not going to get shouted out on ESPN either way. It doesn't make a difference. And LeBron James last night, when they lost to the Suns, he said, when he talked about us getting to the free throw line, or the Lakers getting to the free throw line, he said, we don't have that luxury of shooting 40, 50 threes a game. Basically, he's saying, I got a bunch of brick artists on my team and brick merchants, and we can't shoot threes
like
that.
We have to play without integrity.
We have to. It's the only way we can score points. The Kings do have that luxury because they got a bunch of snipers, and they got guys that can put the biscuit in the basket. From the 8-3-1.
Ooh, that's a new one.
The Kings are growing in front of our eyes. They are starting to look like a budding veteran team who understands what time it is. That's you're in the running for text of the day, because they are understanding what time it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they understand that this is This is not the time to mess around. And again, I think the biggest thing that I took away just from watching the game, I think anybody, any casual observer would have picked up that the Kings just wanted it more. They were more scrappy yesterday. And that just hasn't been a defining factor for the Kings. Like, I cannot think of the last time I described a Kings team as gritty, as tenacious, as a team that wins 50-50 balls. And of course, some of that is out of your control. Some of it's just luck, the way the ball bounces for you that day. But it's about like the multiple efforts. I saw Davion Mitchell, close out on James Harden once for three. And it wasn't just a closeout, a flyby, and then look at the result. He closed out, flew by, and then contested again. It's the second, the third efforts that'll win you the game. Every time the ball's on the ground, Domantas Sabonis diving on the floor trying to get it. You saw him pick up that assist from the floor.
Yeah.
That's like an example. Now, granted, he lost that ball, but plays like that, sticking with the play, Kevin Huerter cutting, knowing that Sabonis will still look for him, all those things are just massive, and those are signs that coaches will take and say, This is our team. This is what it looks like when we just want it more. This is how I know we're locked in collectively. And it was really a great performance.
Yeah, they're not playing cute. Okay, this is not the time to look cool.
Nope.
That's you can do that early in the season. Oh, yep. I don't really want to dive on that. We got a long season. Now is the time.
Yep.
Now is the time. Davion Mitchell, he had that clutch three and then clamped Harden, who plays with no integrity.
None.
Right after that, when we get back, continuing the conversation, and we discuss whether or not the four seed is possible. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.